Webster's Dictionary says that a footnote is a note of reference, explanation, or comment placed below the text on a printed page. There are a number of footnotes that I'd like to point out in this morning's scripture. First of all, it begins in the home of Lazarus. A footnote on that I might raise, and it's a fairly fragrant footnote, if you will, is that this home was a welcoming home to Jesus. For in this place lived persons who were not disciples, who followed Jesus wherever he went. They were rather persons who were his friends. And their door was always open to him. A welcome place where he could rest and simply be. Friendship is a fragrant footnote, I'd like to point out. The second, this is the home of Lazarus, he said, but it wasn't just Lazarus, for Lazarus had two sisters. And who were those two sisters? Mary and Martha. Now, the footnote that I would put in there is, read previous chapter. In the previous chapter of John's Gospel, there's an interesting story of a time when Jesus came to the home of his friends. Only it was not a happy occasion. He had been somewhere else at the time when Lazarus got deathly ill. And what you might see as a disappointing part of that story is that Jesus did not set everything aside and run to the home of his friends and try to cure Lazarus. Instead, he simply took his time and only started setting forth when he knew that something had happened, and not, as we might think, for the good. Because Lazarus died. Now I'll get back to that a little bit. But that's the second footnote. And it has a different fragrance to it. We go on a little bit further, and there is mention of Martha. And here in this footnote, it says that Martha served. And a sub-footnote I might add to that is, you know, as a minister, as a preacher, I always have to be thinking and preaching from the particular gospel that I'm reading at the time and not trying to flow between two gospels. Because there is another very familiar story of Mary and Martha, is there not? A story that we more often think of. But that is the story according to Luke. And the picture that Luke paints of Martha is not of a self-assured woman, but rather someone who has her doubts and her jealousies. And in that particular portrait, Martha is disturbed by her sister Mary, who is not a helper, who does not help her to serve the meal. And she comes to Jesus, and Jesus points out, well, that's not her part that she has chosen. But again, that's Luke's story, the way Luke tells it. In John's version, Martha is a more confident person. Someone who seems to have chosen her place. And it is her choice, not the choice of somebody else. To following that previous fragrant, if you will, footnote, when her brother died and Jesus finally arrived on the scene, she ran out to him while he was still a ways off from the home. She didn't wait until he was right there and opened the door to him. She ran to him. and welcomed him. I mean, she had some questions about why he took so long getting there, but still she was a woman of faith. And Jesus spoke to her those familiar words. You know those words. I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. You know those words. He spoke those to Martha. And he said, do you believe this? And yes, was her response. You know, I said, she is a confident person. She believes. There's that footnote. So here we have, in the home of these three persons, there's Martha. Next footnote involves Lazarus himself. Previous chapter, in chapter 11, Lazarus, as I said, has died. But that's not the whole story. That's not the whole story. For at the end of that episode, something happens. Jesus heads towards the tomb where he has been laid. Now, perhaps before getting there, I should bring in the next person. But I can't until I say something about Lazarus. For this person who, in the previous chapter, was dead, it says he was there at the table, sitting with Jesus, welcoming him to his table. And I got to say, that's pretty fragrant, especially in comparison with the fragrance of earlier moments. Next footnote involves Mary. Of these three siblings, in the previous chapter, Mary is the most lost. Yes, Lazarus, when Jesus finally arrives at their home, Lazarus is dead. But Mary is lost in sorrow. And while her sister runs out to meet Jesus, Mary is reserved, staying inside. And only later does she come to him and just speaks the words, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. Those are her only words. Words of doubt and sorrow and loss. And Jesus sees this and he weeps. Though there are some questions in the story as to whether he is weeping only because of the sorrow of his friend or he is weeping over frustration that people still don't get it. But here is Mary. And she comes to Jesus. And all three of them, Jesus, Mary, and Martha, head to the tomb. Of course, Martha had some things to say about the smell. When Jesus said, roll away the stone, she says, it's been 4 days. It stinks! Jesus has other things in mind. You know the story. Here they are standing at the tomb. And this is actually a foreshadowing. This footnote that pulls us back to the previous chapter is also pulling us forward. Jesus stands before the tomb and says, Lazarus, come out! And he does. He says, take off those stinking funeral clothes. And Lazarus is there later at this table. Martha serving, Lazarus as host. And here comes Mary. Mary, a far cry from where she had been previously. Mary bringing a flask of aromatic oil. I need to be careful about when I talk about fragrances, because I know there are persons who have allergies to certain fragrances. But imagine this scene. Here they are at table, and remember back then they didn't sit in chairs. They are reclining because the table was here and they would recline with their feet behind them. And in comes Mary. Martha is serving. That was the way things were done back then, just let's be honest. Her brother was there as a host for Jesus and his disciples. And in comes Mary. An interesting scene where she breaks open the flask. They didn't have twist bottles back then. Breaks it open and pours the oil over his feet and wipes them with her hair. An amazing scene. An amazing transformation. A fragrant footnote, if you will. Now, I will put a footnote on yet the fourth one, but I don't want to pay as much attention to Judas. For Judas has his own reasons there around that table, and he speaks them loud and clear. But Jesus speaks of how Mary has helped prepare the way for him. Words that at the time might not have been understood. How with this oil, she was anointing him for what was to come, for the task that was there. She was anointing him, yes, for the journey from this point, also anointing him for death. For this footnote is not just pointing backward. It is pointing forward. The backward footnote takes us to a resurrection, the resurrection of Lazarus. But this footnote is moving us towards events that we will soon remember once again and celebrate. If that is the proper word, and I think it is. Now next Sunday is what? Anyone know? Palm Sunday. And Palm Sunday is always an interesting one in the life of the church, because you always got to be, at least I in planning worship, I'm always wondering, okay, what are we focusing on more now? The celebration and the hosannas and the entering of Jesus into Jerusalem to all sorts of hoopla? Or are we focusing upon the passion that is to come? It's a kind of a strange sort of day that has hints of resurrection, yes, but also sorrow and love mingled down. Let's be anointed for this journey ourselves as we prepare ourselves to step forward by faith into it once again, to use this opportunity to reflect upon our priorities and to wonder at what sort of fragrance we are. Is ours a fragrant offering? Is the footnote after our names a fragrant one? Or does it stink? Let's be honest. I pray for the fragrance.